This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
So is the internet killing the traditional shop front? And this is a really interesting question. I think a question which brings up a lot of emotions, particularly if you're paying a lot of money to be in a particular, you know, a particular shop front in a space, and then you're being undercut by the online merchants. But here's what I think is required, and I'm just thinking through what I would do if I was in that position where I had, let's say, a shoe shop or a clothes shop, and I was an online merchant, and I owned a store, and I was getting competition from the online merchants. And the first thing I would look at is I would realize that you can't stop change. So there's no point getting angry about the fact that, you know, the internet is killing my business or I'm losing sales to the internet, because that's just life. You've got the SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And what the internet is, it's a threat. So what you need to do there is, when threats come in business, you've got to learn how to handle them. So there's no use denying reality and fighting it and getting angry about it and that sort of thing. So emotionally, you just got to say, I'm going to handle this. I'm going to manage that. Okay, so with this in mind, in terms of the traditional store, what I would be sort of looking at doing if I had a store like this is, number one, I'd be looking at getting the names and email addresses and perhaps even, you know, the physical addresses and the phone numbers of each one of my clients. And I'd be sending out questionnaires to them. And what I would be looking to do is I will be looking to create a relationship with my clients, and using the leverage of the internet to work for me rather than work against me. So let's say I had a shoe shop, you know, a typical sort of shoe shop. So every time someone came in, I would have a little sort of, you know, thing on the table saying, hey, subscribe here and you can get a free copy of, you know, a free, you know, maybe it's a, you know, a $10 voucher, or maybe it's something that your client wants, or go in the drawer for a free pair of, you know, of brand name shoes or something like that. So, and then what would happen is you would get all of these email addresses and all of these phone numbers. Now, what I would look to do from there is I would look to set up a relationship by sending out a weekly email. Now, the weekly email could be something along the lines of, my thinking is, you know, something along the lines of what your clients really want. And when you sign people up, you could actually segment these emails. So for example, you may have some people who are interested in, you know, in tennis shoes, some who are parents who are interested in school shoes, some who are interested in, I don't know, football shoes or something like that. And you could set up and create different segments, yeah, for what people are interested in. So, yeah, for the people who are interested in tennis, yeah, you could tell stories about tennis and that sort of thing. For the ones who are interested in schools, you could write, you know, letters to the, you know, to the mothers and the fathers about, you know, interesting stories about, you know, your kids who are going to school and what they go through and that sort of thing. And really, it's about, I would be looking to entertain and inspire, because there's only so much you can say about shoes throughout the year. But then come in and with a soft sell, you know, by the way, if you need any shoes, you can get them here, etc., etc. So you're using that to your advantage. And then you could have, you know, maybe a couple of times a year, you could have special customer-only sort of sales that drive, you know, drive people in. And one of the other things I will be looking at doing is that there's an interesting book called The Experience Economy. And it talks about the fact that you should turn your business into an experience to make it unique. And the businesses that make things an experience, they can charge more. And in a way, it's an experience to come into, you know, a retail shop as versus buy something online. But one of the questions I would be asking, and yeah, this is thinking outside the box, but I would be asking, well, how can I make coming into my shoe store an experience? What sort of systems can I set up so it's just a, you know, it's just a fantastic experience? You know, for instance, you know, could I offer, you know, perhaps a cold drink of water when people come in? Could I give the people, you know, the wet towels if it's a hot day, so they could, you know, so they could put the wet towels on them? Could I offer like a five-star service, sort of like you do in an Apple store when you come into my shoe store? Because I'm telling you, you can't get that online. Now, if my market likes, you know, really funky music, could I have funky music in my shoe store? So really think about these things if you've got, you know, a traditional shop front. Because if you can, you know, if you can do this and make an experience, stay in touch with your target market, and create a bit of a community around, you know, your shoe store. Perhaps you could start up a, you know, start up a forum where people could get there who are, you know, get in there who are passionate about a particular type of shoe and all connect with each other in the local area. Or perhaps you could have, you know, have different sort of events throughout the year. So really brainstorm it and think, how can I make this an experience, and how can I take advantage of internet technology to give my business a boost? Now, the other thing you want to think about here as well is, what else do people who buy shoes, what else are they interested in? Because maybe, just maybe, by gathering email addresses, gathering details, you could sell them other stuff. So rather than just selling, you know, selling shoes, what else are people who buy soccer shoes interested in? Well, maybe they're interested in buying, you know, soccer balls. Maybe they're interested in buying, you know, soccer goals, whatever it is. And you could do deals, or perhaps you could wholesale in other things, and you could do sort of affiliate sort of deals and expand your marketplace and use your store as, you know, really a stepping point to really going online and making online even more of a focus. The other thing you can use online for is, you could advertise on Facebook to your local area, which you can get quite specific, and direct people back to your storefront website as well. And then you could also use retargeting pixels through somewhere like Perfect Audience to then follow people around the web advertising, you know, your shoe store. So really think outside the box. Don't get into the, you know, the habit of going, oh, I wish it, you know, I wish, you know, I'm angry about the internet or anything like that. Think outside the box and just go out there and make things happen for, you know, for your business. Because, you know, we can't control the outside. We can only control what's happening, you know, what we can do. That's what we can control. So by making this your focus, I think you're going to be far, far, you know, better off going forward.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.